الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله in tonight's session we will just try to touch on a very important topic that relates to every one of us, and this is the topic of ikhlas, sincerity in whatever we do. That whatever we do, we should do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah clearly states in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Man has been commanded only to worship Allah alone with utmost sincerity and devotion in his worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith that appears in Musnad Ahmad, مَنْ صَلَّى يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ وَمَنْ صَامَ يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ. Whoever performs salah for show, ostentation, then he has indeed associated a partner with Allah. Similarly, one who observes any fast for name and fame, he too has ascribed a partner unto Allah. وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ يُرَائِي. And whoever spends generously with the intention of earning a name in this world, people must come to know about his generosity and his contributions and his spending on the poor, the needy and the weak, then let him know he has made shirk with Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in one hadith, Inna yasira riya'i shirk. Even a fraction of show, ostentation, is tantamount to making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith he mentions, the very first three people to be summoned in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a scholar of deen, will come before Allah Rabbul Izzah. Allah will ask him, what have you done in this world? And he will reply, Ya Allah, I acquired the knowledge of deen for your sake. I studied and then I preached and passed on the knowledge for your pleasure. Allah will tell him, do not speak a lie. You are a liar indeed. The angels will also tell him the same. Allah will tell him that your purpose of studying was so that people praise you in this world, consider you to be a great scholar, an alim, a qari. Hence your abode now is the blazing fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. The next person to come forward will be a shaheed, a great warrior of Islam, who sacrificed everything for or in this path of Allah. When he will come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the same question will be put forward before him. And he will give the same reply, Ya Allah, I fought in your path, and I strove for your sake, until I became a martyr for your path, in your path. Allah will give him the same answer, you are speaking a lie. The angels will tell him, كَذَبْتَ, you are also a liar, and your abode is also the blazing hot fire of Jahannam. He will then be thrown headlong in his abode of Jahannam. The third person to be brought, one who spends very generously in this world, and makes large contributions, and he will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I spent in every avenue of good, I fulfill your command of giving in charity, and therefore I deserve Jannah. Allah will tell him, do not speak a lie in my court. You spent so people may consider you to be very generous, so that people praise you in this world. You have already earned your praise in this world. There is no reward for you in the Akhirah. Instead, there is punishment. You will be doomed forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, trying to narrate this hadith, he started the hadith, commenced with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he breaks down, he falls unconscious. It happens once, twice, thrice, it recurs. Every now and again he's trying to narrate this hadith and he cannot continue. Eventually he was able to recite the entire words of this hadith. And then he addresses his students saying, if this is the condition of an alim, of a shaheed, one who spends in the path of Allah, where do the rest of the ummah stand in that case? Look at the level, how much it affected the heart of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, hearing this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, if you have to study the history of our pious salaf and our pious scholars, may Allah bless them, may Allah shower His mercy on them. One of the main and primary concerns was that all the great works and all the noble teachings and the actions must not go in vain, must not disappear and vanish due to lack of sincerity in the works, due to lack of ikhlas. To such an extent, they would try to, as fast as possible, hide and conceal the good deeds. Like how you and I hide and conceal our evil deeds. Once Mullah Ibrahim Devla Sahab, a very great senior elder of Tabligh, mentioned in his advice, that like how you wish and how you try to conceal your wrongs, similarly try to conceal your good deeds. Have that fear that people must not come to know of my good actions. Look at the life of Zainul Abidin, Ali ibn Hussein, rahimahullah, who was the grandson of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu. It is written in his biography that he would go during the dark hours of the night, carry heavy loads, hampers of food on his back, and he would go to the homes of widows, orphans, destitute, weak, the needy, and he would deliver all these hampers at their doorsteps. And then he would rush forth, he rush immediately back home, so that no one is aware of his great generosity and his contributions to them. Until the day he left this world, and as they're giving him ghusl, they noticed that the color of his back was very, very dark, and they could see the imprint and the marks of these hampers on his back. The next morning, these people opened their doors to receive the hampers, but there's no hamper waiting them that day. They came to know that this was the service Zainul Abidin rahimullah was rendering for his community, seeing to the needs of his people. Another great muhaddith who was a mastermind in the science of hadith, a very powerful muhaddith of his time, Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Malik rahimahullah. He was of such a high caliber. Imam Malik rahimahullah himself says, when we would recite a hadith to Ayyub, he would cry profusely and sob like a little child. He could not hear more than one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what would he do? He would act as if his nose is leaking. He would take some tissue and cover his nose and pretend as if he has a cold. And he would say to his students, "Ma ashadda zukam, oh, I've got a severe cold today." In the meantime, he was crying because he could not control himself hearing the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Zahabi rahimahullah writes regarding his ibadah at night that he would stay up in tahajjud the entire night. He would stand up in Qiyamul Layl the entire night. And as Fajr Salah time would set in, he would start to make some noise. He would cough a little. He would start to clear his throat, pretending as if he got up right now. So even his wife, his children must not come to know he was engaged in ibadah the entire night. Another great powerful muhaddith by the name of Dawood bin Abi Hind, whose name comes very often in many of the Siha Sitta. It is mentioned in his biography that he observed Nafil fast for 30 years consecutively. Of course, besides the days of Eid and the days of Tashriq. 30 years Nafil fast. Not even his wife knew about his fasting. He would even take his food from home when going to work, pretending as if he's eating his food at his workplace. In the meantime, he would go and find some beggar on the street and give it in charity. And he would only return home at the time of Maghrib Salah. No one knew about his fasting for 30 years in this condition. Imam Zahabi rahimahullah also writes about another great genius and a giant of the Shafi'i madhab, Imam Mawardi rahimahullah, who has authored a number of books in the field of tafsir, in hadith, in Islamic jurisprudence, whose books are one of the most reliable in the Shafi'i madhab, Al-Hawi Al-Kabir. It is mentioned in his biography, Imam Zahabi rahimahullah himself mentions that he authored so many books and daily he would be busy writing in the field of fiqh and tafsir and hadith. But he concealed all his writings. He never exposed or revealed it to anyone until it was time for him to leave this world. He then called one of his students and said to him that, "I feel my time to leave this world is now very close. Soon I will depart for the year after. I have no idea whether Allah has accepted my works or not. When I leave this world, then come and hold onto my right hand. If you find my hand closing and pressing onto your hand, and my hand squeezes your hand, it's a sign that Allah has rejected me. Take all my books and bury it in the river. Let not anyone see these books I've written. And if you find that my hand becomes open and it is widespread and my fingers open up, then it's a sign Allah has accepted me. Then only take my works, my writings and spread it amongst the students of knowledge." His student says, according to his request, I fulfilled his wish after his demise. I went and I began to squeeze his hand after he left this world. And subhanallah, his hand opened widely, his fingers wide apart, which was a sign of qubuliyat. And up till now, the Shafi'is refer to his books, who is Imam Mawardi rahimahullah. This was the level of sincerity, devotion, that our salaf enjoyed in their lives. Whatever they have done it solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always had this fear. It must not be such, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. You may get involved in some sin. You may say something. You may do something. All your actions are gone. when you go in the day, on the day of reckoning, when you'll meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be expecting a lot, but to your very, very sad, you'll be on that day that you see nothing written in your book of deeds. And therefore they were always concerned about checking on the intention, renewing the intention, making istighfar in abundance, and always asking Allah to grant them the true quality of ikhlas. Our mashayikh rahimahumullah have mentioned, there are two stages of ikhlas. One is that stage of ikhlas where a person does some righteous deed in this world with the intention of earning the reward Allah has promised for that action. If you read so much, you will earn so much. If you do this action, you will get Jannah. And as a person progresses in this field of purifying his heart, making tazkiyah of his soul, in cleansing his heart from all those effigies that have blocked his heart, and as slowly he progresses, until he reaches a certain stage in ikhlas, where now his ultimate purpose and goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that some Sufi mashayikh, it is reported from them that they have said, that even if Allah is to tell us in our lifetime, that you are definitely going to go in Jahannam, there's no way for you, regardless of your actions, whether your actions are noble or evil, your abode is Jahannam, we will still continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will continue in this path with steadfastness, because our purpose is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure, the happiness of your Creator, that is the ultimate. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the supreme success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this true quality of ikhlas and help us do everything solely and only for His pleasure. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brother, as recited, he's reading. We don't read aloud with him. You can follow, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين أم يقولون افتراه بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون وقالوا أإذا ضللنا في الأرض أإنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون وأما الذين فسقوا فمأواهم النار كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه ثم أعرض عنها إنا من المجرمين منتقمون ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون أولم يروا أنا نسوق الماء إلى الأرض الجرز فنخرج به زرعا تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم أفلا يبصرون ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين قل يوم الفتح لا ينفع الذين كفروا إيمانهم ولا هم ينظرون فأعرض عنهم وانتظر إنهم منتظرون صدق الله العظيم.
40 Salat and Salam, page 30 in some and page 125 in other books. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
الحمد لله. The It's so pleasing to see such a large crowd and so many youngsters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the coming of every single person. May Allah fulfill each person's desire, his need. Allah ta'ala be pleased with all of us. Allah grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Allah give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah make the way towards his love and muhabbat easy for us. As I mentioned the other night, I'm no singer, I can't sing ash'ar. But this munajat we have heard many times previously and it's very, very touching. Exactly what I spoke after Tarawih. This is the essence of all what we spoke. Many of you know these words, you know the meaning. Oh Allah, change my heart. This is what we're asking Allah Ta'ala. Our hearts are full with passions, desires, evil desires. Oh Allah, my heart has been saturated in your negligence. It's immersed in your negligence, in ghaflat. Oh Allah, change my condition. It is only through your fazl, your kindness. So it's a munajat, you're begging, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I must hear with every heartbeat your name, Allah, Allah. Oh Allah, I must get enjoyment in taking your name. My gaze must be moved away from everybody besides you. My entire life must be only spent for your sake now. May I sacrifice my passions and desires. Oh Allah, grant me your muhabbat, grant me your love. And make it be easy for me to take your name perpetually. Oh Allah, have raham on me. Oh Allah, change my heart. It's a long ash'ar, long munajat. We'll just see a few of these words so that inshallah our hearts are soft. We soften our hearts and will bring us the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ponder of Allah's favors, Allah's greatness. As I mentioned the other day, we are all the servants of Allah. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is our mawla, Allah is our master.
Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Gunegari mein kab tak umr ka tu. Gunegari mein kab tak umr ka tu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dar kano mein. Suno mein tera. Suno mein naam tera dar kano mein. Maza a jaye maula dil badal de. Maza a jaye maula dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Hata lu aankh apni maa siwa se. Hata lu aankh apni maa siwa se. Jiyo mein teri khatir dil badal de. Jiyo mein teri khatir dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de.
کرو قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں کرو قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی خدا یا رحم فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا رحم فرما دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے
We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before dua. And as we mentioned previously, dhikrullah polishes the heart. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ ثَقَالَةٌ وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ Everything has a polish. The polish of the heart is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It scrubs out, it washes off all the sins that have accumulated. We say la to all those passions, those evil temptations, la to the anger, pride, malice, jealousy, love of dunya, love of haram, and illallah, bring in our hearts the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله سبكو بخش دي يا الله، يا الله every single person who has come here tonight my Allah، يا الله such a large group has come my Allah، يا الله the ulama حفاظ يا my Allah، young and old my Allah، يا معصوم children sitting in this gathering my Allah، Allah to raham farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, you gave us tawfiq of reading our Taraweeh Salah. Ya Allah, listening to some talk of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, making your dhikr, my Allah. Sending durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listening to tilawat of the Quranic Majeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, 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 my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can forgive us. Allah, if you don't forgive us, nobody else can forgive us. Allah, there's no way else we can go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no other door we can tap at, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night tonight, my Allah. Perhaps it's Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. If it is Laylatul Qadr, bless us with the blessing of Laylatul Qadr. Let the Malaik and Jibreel Ali Sam come down, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make salam to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bohat gunegar, ya Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to live lives of filth and evil, my Allah? Ya Allah, it is only your karam, your fazal, your raham, my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us to your masjid, my Allah.
Our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most mighty, most powerful, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, my Allah. The skies, the heavens, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, the animals, ya Allah. The angels, jinnat, mankind. Every single bird, every single creature, my Allah. Every molecule, every particle, my Allah. Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Allah, everything is in your knowledge, my Allah. Allah, nobody can go beyond you, my Allah. Allah, you are most mighty, most powerful, my Allah. You are sami' and basir, my Allah. You are hakam, adal, latif, khabir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are samad, my Allah. You are bayniyaz, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You don't require any person, my Allah. You are ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hamid, my Allah. You are most praiseworthy, my Allah. All praise belongs to you only, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. You are mawla, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are master, my Allah. Ya Allah, one day maut is going to come to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be going to the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will stand up before you on the day of qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, hashar will take place, my Allah. We have to account for our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, on that day you will say, limani al-mulku al-yawm. To who does everything belong? Lillahi al-wahid al-qahar. Ya Allah, on that day, my Allah, when you will be angry, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham on us on that day, my Allah. Make us be under your saya on that day, my Allah. Under your shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us, ya Allah, protected from all types of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the horrors of qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, some sincere person, ameen, my Allah, accept it, my Allah. Accept all our tawbah, my Allah. Accept our dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not left your masjid, my Allah. His brothers have remained behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see how sincere, genuine they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive every single one of us, my Allah. All the sins we committed, my Allah. In the past, my Allah. Whatever sins we are committing now, my Allah. In the future, whatever sins we commit, my Allah. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna, wa ma akharna, wa ma asrarna, wa ma alanna, wa ma asrafna, wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna, anta al-muqaddim. أنت المؤخر أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں يا الله ہم ضعيف ہیں يا الله يا الله ہم بیمار ہیں يا الله يا الله spiritually we are sick my الله our hearts have become dead my الله يا الله ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے يا الله remove us from غفلت my الله remove us from ظلمات و نور my الله يا الله protect us help us guide us my الله اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم Ya Allah, we are only worshipping you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody else worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. La sharika lak, ya Allah. You have got no partners whatsoever, my Allah. You are ahad, my Allah. You are one, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You have got no parents, you've got no children, you've got no wife, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ Nothing can be compared to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. Your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so generous, my Allah. You are so loving and so compassionate and so merciful. Oh, my most kareem, Allah. My most loving, Allah. My most beautiful, Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single guna we committed, my Allah. We made your nafarmani. We acknowledge and confess tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we submit and surrender before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can forgive us, my Allah. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u. Anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u. Ya man yurajja fi shada'idi kulliha. يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قولك أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع يا الله if you chase us tonight my Allah if you close the doors We cannot go to any other person, my Allah. Allah, a hungry dog goes from one butcher to another butcher until he's finally chucked a bone, my Allah. One bone is thrown to it, my Allah. My Allah, the dog takes the bone happily, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight, my Allah. We are not going to any door because there's no other doors. Namatil muluk. وَقَدْ أَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ. All the kings of this world are fast asleep, my Allah. They have shut the doors. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. Except that door of Hayyan Qayyum that never sleeps, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is your door, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. Because we drench from head to toe in your mercy, my Allah. In your mercy, my Allah. In your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Far too long we have heard bayans upon bayans upon bayans, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read and we have listened to talks, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Make the change in our lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this point now, my Allah. Whilst we are begging from you, my Allah. Make it be a turning point in our lives, my Allah. Just make us your pious friends, my Allah. Just change the condition of our hearts, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you. We are weak, my Allah. We are stumbling and falling, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying to come close to you, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hand span we come towards you. Ya Allah, you come two hands span closer to us, my Allah. If we come walking to you, my Allah, you come running to us, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, the child who has just obeyed his mother, my Allah. The mother makes sabr and tahammul, my Allah. The mother endures the trouble of the child, my Allah, until finally the mother cannot hold on any longer, my Allah. And the mother spanks the child, my Allah. She spanks the child. She chases the child out of the home, my Allah. Ya Allah, she closes the door. Ya Allah, the child cries and cries, my Allah. It goes into the gullies, my Allah. But it says, oh my mother, ammi, ammi, my Allah. It comes back to the door of the mother, my Allah. It sits on the doorstep and knocks on the door. It cries and cries and cries until the mother is overwhelmed by the crying of her beloved child, my Allah. She opens the door, my Allah. She embraces the child. She hugs the child. She wipes up the tears from the cheeks of the child, my Allah. She hugs the child, my Allah. She caresses the child, my Allah. She holds the child close to her bosom, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Your love supersedes the love of every person in this world. Your mercy supersedes all mercies, my Allah. You've got more muhabbat and muwaddat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got more rahmat for us than our mothers have for us, my Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Allah, we've read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Mubarak words, my Allah. They are true, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah said, Alizdu bila biya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has taught us to beg from you who sing this name, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. 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 Ya Malik, Ya Kareem. Ya Sami' al aswat. Ya Sami' al aswat. Ya Sami' al aswat. Ya Allah, aturham farma. Ya Allah, aturham farma. Raham farma. Karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, tu bata hum kaha jaye. Kaha jaye, Ya Allah. Allah, Ramzan will come to an end, my Allah. And if we are still not forgiven, my Allah, then we are losers, my Allah. Ya Allah, O beloved Rasulullah said Ameen to the Badwa, my Allah, when you sent Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. As O beloved Nabi took a step on the minbar, he said Ameen. Second step, he said Ameen. Third step, he said Ameen, my Allah. And one of those people who was ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. Curse be to that person who Ramadan comes and goes and still he's not forgiven. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most badbakht person, the most unlucky person is that person the month of Ramadan comes and goes and still he's not forgiven. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, we are begging you, my Allah. Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Haath jor karke, ya Allah, tere saamne. Ya Allah, hum gir gira kar mangte hai tujhse, ya Allah. Allah, tu maaf farma. Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us for all of our shortcomings, deficiencies, my Allah, kutahi, ya Allah. You know, ibadat also, my Allah, tuti ibadat we made, not even worthy of being presented to you, my Allah. But you are ashakur, my Allah. You are so kind and so appreciative, my Allah. Despite our feeble efforts, my Allah, you still accept it, my Allah. Allah, accept our tawbah now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst the lucky ones, my Allah. Amongst the su'ada, my Allah. Amongst those people, ya Allah, who you will announce to the angel that I have pardoned them. I have forgiven them, my Allah. Before we rise from this gathering tonight, my Allah. On this Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we rise, my Allah. Tell you angels, ya Allah. That you must announce when we stand up. Qumu maghfuran lakum. Stand up in the condition that ya Allah has forgiven you. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You can do as you please. You do as you please, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, my Allah, our Rasulullah will become happy in the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, my Allah, Shaitan will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll go to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've read verses upon verses, my Allah. Blood and pus will be the food of the people of Jahannam, my Allah. Boiling water thrown upon their bodies, my Allah. Burning their scalps, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot endure the fire and one small flame of this world, my Allah. Allah, Jahannam, hum kya karenge, Allah. Allah, we read in the ayat, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ بِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ إِنَّ جَهَنَّمِ He will cry and will tell the warden of Jahannam, the gatekeeper of Jahannam, O Malik, tell Allah to give us mouth now because we cannot endure the punishment of Jahannam. Ya Allah, the answer we give, that impossible, you go back into Jahannam. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, protect us from the azab of Qabr. Protect us from Jahannam. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqab abaina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa awladina wa ahfadina wa dhurriyatina wa mashayikhina wa talamidina. Ya Allah, Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. A'tiq riqabana minan nar. أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان يا الله accept this Ramadan from us my Allah make us see the end of Ramadan with afiyat with barakat with rahmat maghfirat يا الله with afiyat and salamati and sihat and izzat my Allah and ikhlas and maqbooliyat يا الله make us see many more Ramadans my Allah in a good condition my Allah make each Ramadan be better and better my Allah except our itikaf my Allah except our ibadat my Allah so many huffaz perform taraweeh my Allah in our country my Allah in the entire world my Allah يا Allah accept the tilawat of every hafiz of the Quran my Allah every taraweeh accepted my Allah every i'tikaf accepted my Allah every roza accepted my Allah every zakat and sadaqah accepted my Allah every umrah accepted my Allah every tasbih that was read accepted my Allah whatever ibadah took place my Allah people look after the poor needy my Allah accept their efforts my Allah ya Allah do not make us go empty handed tonight my Allah Ab tu jhwali bhar de, my Allah. Ya Allah, bhar de, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel happy now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be obedient slaves to you, my Allah. Don't make us make your nafarmani for one lamha also, my Allah. Ya Allah, even if our jaan goes away, my Allah. Don't make us commit any sin anymore, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect our youth from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our help us to protect our gazes, my Allah, from haram, my Allah. Do not make us go towards haram. Do not make us speak haram, my Allah. Don't make us listen to haram, my Allah. Protect us from music, my Allah. Protect us from dance clubs, my Allah. Protect us from filth, my Allah. Protect us from pornographic material, my Allah. From the evils of social media, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam flourish, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam kabul abal farama. Ya Allah, make Islam strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam strong, my Allah. Make the Muslim strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of deen, my Allah. Accept all good works of deen, my Allah. Da'wat al-tabligh ki mehnat kabul farama. Accept the work of da'wat al-tabligh, my Allah. Make us go out in your path, my Allah, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Aapas mein ulfat al-muhabbat paida farama. Aapas mein ulfat al-muhabbat paida farama. Jor farama, ya Allah. Protect us from tor, my Allah. Protect us from becoming disunited, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become hadeen, mahdiyeen, my Allah. Make us be rightly guided, my Allah. Make us guide others correctly, my Allah. Do not make us dhalleen, mudilleen, my Allah. Do not make us become astray. Do not make us lead others astray, my Allah. You made us a'immah, my Allah. You made us ulama and students, my Allah. Make us be ulama rabbaniyun, my Allah. Make us be pious ulama, my Allah. Who are practicing ulama, my Allah. Ya Allah, not ulama who are hankering after dunya, my Allah. Because we mukhlisin and mukhlasin, my Allah. Choose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your kifi, ya Allah, with your power of jazz, my Allah. Draw us towards you, my Allah. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Wa yahdi ilayhi man yuneeb. Make us be mujtaba now, my Allah. Draw us towards you, my Allah. Put your love in our hearts, my Allah. Give us, make us your true ashiks now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us drink from the goblet of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us taste your love now, my Allah. Make us taste your love, my Allah. Make us be in a different alam and kafiyat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, every time, my Allah, we only see your love, my Allah. Your love must be most dominant, my Allah. Allahumma razuqna hubbak. وحب نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب أوليائك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك حب إلينا من كل شيء من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد Ya Allah, make us become obedient slaves now, my Allah. Put us on the sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Grant us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Make us be, my Allah, establish those who will establish salah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us the men who come to the masjid for 5 times salah, to read with jamaat, my Allah. Our masjid is at home on time also, my Allah. Don't make us discard salah, my Allah. Let it not happen that, my Allah, after the day of Eid, our masjid are wearan again, my Allah. The same walls that are bearing witness today, my Allah. Let it not bear witness that after the month of Ramadan goes, that the masjid are empty, my Allah. Otherwise, Qiyamah Day, my Allah. This masjid will bear witness against us, my Allah. These masajid will bear testimony against us, my Allah. Remove from our hearts kufar, shirk, nifaq, my Allah. Do not make us be hypocrites and munafiqeen, my Allah. Do not make us be munafiqeen, my Allah. Every single brother who is here tonight, my Allah, he's raised his hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, he said patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him such that he'll make the masajid abad, my Allah. Make him a muqeemi salah, my Allah. Establish salah in his life, my Allah. Make him read salah with khushu and khudu, my Allah. With feeling, my Allah. Grant us the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Give us the kifiyat of ihsan, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's jaiz murad, my Allah. There's so many youngsters who are of marriageable age, my Allah. So many of our sisters, my Allah, sitting at home waiting for a suitable proposal, my Allah. Grant them pious partners, my Allah. Suitable partners, my Allah. Give them, bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. So many are married, my Allah. And they've got no children. Grant them pious children, my Allah. Those of us who are married, my Allah, who have got children, my Allah, grandchildren, my Allah, make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Use them for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas. Make them mafatih lil khair, maghaliq lil shar, my Allah. Make them keys towards good, my Allah. Make them locks to evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what new fitna will come, my Allah. Protect all our youth, my Allah. Protect the elderly, my Allah. Protect the women folk, my Allah. Protect our hafazi kiram, my Allah. Allah, protect our students, my Allah. Make our students also become the coolness of our eyes. Use them for the khidmat of the deen, the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, especially our near and dear ones, my Allah. Our family members, our mashayikh, my Allah. Our Hazrat Malana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, my Allah. Ya Allah, all this make it good to his Sadqa Jariya, my Allah. Ya Allah, let his legacy continue, my Allah. Use us to continue with his legacy, my Allah. Hum to muat na laikhi gande hai, ya Allah. We are not fit to be in this place, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Use us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. And take away our ruh and our soul in the condition that you are most pleased with, my Allah. Let it come in Madina Sharif. Let it happen in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Help us to cross Pusirat with the spirit of lighting, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us fall into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't even make us near Jahannam, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat, ya Allah, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah, after getting the Holy Kuthar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah, make us be in the company of Rasulullah and enter into Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله all those who requested duas my Allah who are not present here also my Allah answer all the duas from different parts of the world my Allah And especially those people, Ya Allah, who have got some need, my Allah. They've got some marital problem, my Allah. They've got some financial problem, my Allah. They're suffering from depression, my Allah. They've got waswasa problem, my Allah. They've got some musibat, Ya Allah. They've got some court case, my Allah. Whatever it is, my Allah, remove the difficulties. Remove the difficulties of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem. So some Harameen Sharifin ki hifazat farma. Masjid al-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect the Palestinian brothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Syrian brothers and sisters, my Allah. In African countries, so many, my Allah, there's famine, there's drought, there's war taking place. Lives are being taken, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are yateem, my Allah, you protect them, Ya Allah. You guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send people who will take care of them, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Allah, our brothers have sat here tonight patiently, my Allah. Allah, you give them jazai khair from your khazana that is full, my Allah. Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Bless their families, my Allah. Give them afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, happiness, bliss, my Allah, in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.